Local arborist Jason Bartow takes issue with the recent landscape choices at the new Summit County Services building in Camas. Bartow explains why he believes planting aspen trees was a mistake.
They selected an aspen tree, which is not a water-wise tree, and which deserves to be on the sides of mountains where there's sufficient water and it can live in a grove. Instead, they planted aspen trees on the west-facing side of the building in essentially a gravel-covered area. And initially, the trees were planted too deeply and the planting sites were not wide enough.
Brian Bellany is the Summit County Director of Personnel Management. He explains the landscape architecture was designed as part of Summit County's contract to build the facility.
We engaged an architect who engaged, you know, other professionals who design all sorts of things, and they engaged a landscape architect, and that's how those plantings came about.
So it's something that's contracted out then?
Or? Yeah, it's part of the full facility.
Okay, part of the full bid.
Yeah.
Bartow argues the county should consult an arborist.
There should be a certified arborist with urban forestry experience involved in the planning, the implementation, and the follow-through of any county-planted trees. And we certainly should do a much stronger job of integrating green infrastructure into our buildings. And I think a classic example of where our idea or our reliance on simply landscape architects to tell us what to plant up here, I think if you look at any of the trees planted in the most recent developments out in the Snyderville Basin, whether they're residential or mixed use, and you look at the growth, the health, or the sustainability of the trees, and it's not there.
Bellany says the county has not considered hiring an arborist.
Yeah, we've never looked at that. We've never looked at bring one of those onto staff.
Bartow feels frustrated with local municipalities.
There seems to be a common theme in Summit County, and I will not exclude Park City Municipal to rely on a landscape architect to provide advice. And it seems to me that they are targeting an aesthetic value and not a true ecological value. It's ultimately a pretty complicated issue, but there are those of us that have experience in urban forestry and how to have trees grow in our difficult environment, and we are not being listened to.
Bellany says that the county is pleased with the work of the contracted landscape architect, with one exception.
The only thing we're a little frustrated is they shifted too far to one side, so we're making them redo them. So we're just there with the architect. He recognized they didn't space the trees how they should be done, so they'll come back and fix those. So yeah, essentially, you know, we really believe that with proper planting and watering and care, that those trees will be successful where they are.
Brian Bellany, Summit County Director of Personnel Management. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.